Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 23, Rustenburg 24. Adjunct-president Paul Mashatile het aantuigings gemaakt dat daar 'n poging was om sy lewe te neem. Mashatile sê hy was op pad vanaf die ANC-vergadering in Boksburg, hoe daar geskiet is op sy konvooi naby die N12. Hy het gister die media toegespreek in Greytown.
When we got home, protectors said, no, the impact is too much. They want to take it for checking because a bulletproof windscreen is quite strong to be damaged. And that's why they are doing the investigation.
Die N3 tolkonsessie sê motoriste moet swaar verkeer verwag op die N3 Noord en Suid na Gauteng en KwaZulu-Natal. Dit kom te midde van reisigers wat terugkeer na die paasnaweek. Die konsessie se bestuurshoof Tanya Dugra sê motoriste kan piekverkeer verwag vanaf 10:00 vanoggend tot en met 8:00 vanaand.
Busy traffic volumes are expected on the N3 toll route from around 10 a.m. this morning and continuing until around 8 p.m. this evening. It is likely that the bulk of the traffic will be travelling in a northbound direction towards Gauteng, but road users should prepare for congestion and delays in both directions.
Die minister van Justisie, Mameluke Kobai, sê die sekretaris-generaal van die MK-party, Floyd Shivambu, kan nie wettiglik vervolg word weens sy bywoning van 'n paasdiens in Shepherd Bushiri se kerk in Malawi nie. Suid-Afrika probeer om die pastoor en sy vrou Mary aan Suid-Afrika uitgelewer te kry op verskeie aanklagte. Sy sê die optrede spoor vlugtiges aan.
We can't afford South Africans to undermine the rule of law, to undermine their own justice system, your own country in another country. That's not patriotism. And surely for somebody like Floyd, I'm really disappointed. We appreciate what Mkhonto Sizwe as a party has been able to do to distance themselves.
In Oekraïne sê Rusland het sy paasfees skietstilstand gebreek en het opnuut lugaanvalle uitgevoer in die suidelike en oostelike dele van die land. Oekraïne se president Volodymyr Zelensky sê Rusland het meer as 2000 keer die ooreenkoms gebreek. Hy het voorgestel om aanvalle op burgerlike infrastruktuur stop te sit vir ten minste 30 dae. Meer op jackaroundfm.com, klik op news. Ek is Demi Opinara, top story this hour. Deputy President Paul Mashatile says he believes an attempt has been made on his life.
Oh boy. The latest news from the coast is that there's bewolk en 'n bietjie reënerig in Durban vanoggend. So it's going to be a bit tricky leaving the town as you head up onto the N3. We'll try and keep you in the loop. You're on Jack Around FM. Emil's doing a great job of that. Thank you, my brother.
Please just drive safely.
Yeah, please be very, very careful. We've got no reports of any major incidents yet, but as the spokesperson was saying, vanaf 10 vanoggend, so we've still got an hour of, well, relative calm on the roads. Good luck. Take it easy. Take the break when you can. You'll get home in one big piece. Thank you very much.
Jack Around FM plays more. Music. You love.
One more time. Feeling so free. We're gonna
like this.
Usually not the time to keep on waiting. Usually like to love and leave them fast. Something that you're doing got me thinking. I'ma take my foot up off the gas. She said, hey, I like where this is going. So let's just take it slow, slow motion. Been waiting all day to get you in this moment. So let's just take it.